This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since the failed coup in Turkey last summer, at least 140,000 people have been fired or suspended from their jobs, and about 45,000 have been arrested, including at least 120 journalists. More than 1.3 million Americans do not have running water at home. Completion of the Chinese-financed and built 300-mile railroad from Nairobi to Mombasa in Kenya at $4 billion is the most expensive infrastructure project in the last 54 years in the country and equal to one-fifth of the national budget. 5% of the 2,550 reported cases of Zika virus in the U.S. resulted in birth defects. Experts warn that financial advisors' rule still offers little protection. It only covers retirement accounts, and almost all advisors have conflicts and limited training. Chris Kobach, currently Secretary of State in Kansas and nationally known for his efforts to profile and attack immigrants and voter suppression, has announced that he's running for governor of Kansas now. Puerto Ricans are voting to decide the territory's status. If statehood wins, as expected, the island will enact what's known as the Tennessee Plan, an avenue to accession, by which U.S. territories send a congressional delegation to demand to be seated in Washington. 31 states have banned paddling as part of their school's discipline program. Louisiana just banned about 20% of its students from paddling, those with individual educational programs for special needs. Attorney General Sessions has directed the Justice Department to block any settlements of lawsuits in the future that include payments to non-governmental third-party organizations as a condition of agreements with the United States. Sometimes other groups have roles in implementing remediation, and Sessions seems to want to block that. More than 55 million women have access to free birth control under the Affordable Care Act. The average homeowner has owned his home or her home for about 8 years now, compared with 4 years before the recession. 211 Robert Wood Johnson Foundation study suggests that some 30% of medical outpatients and patients admitted to general hospitals suffer from a range of mental illnesses, often undiagnosed and untreated. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.